Yes. All right, so we're here. We're continuing with the Project X mission and trying to help these youth and let the youth teach us, because a lot of us don't listen to these youth, you know what I'm saying? So we are here with some of DG superstars, and we want to make sure their voice is heard because they know how the street is and they know what's really good. So I'm going to ask these two young brothers right here to give their age and where they reside. We're going to keep their names anonymous because we don't want police coming and tapping into our stuff. So first off, let's hear the brother right here. Your name and where you live. Yep. Not your address, eh?
Jersey boy. DG. The W Street, y'all already know that is.
Seeing y'all, you done know, man. Say his name straight. Oh, business guy. All right. Play that. Confidence. And you, my brother.
Well, yo, the name's Anonymous. from Uptown. And yeah, 17 years age.
17, too, yeah. Jersey boy.
Seeing. All right. So what's the word, man? What's the situation? I'm going to, first off, say a little something about the police, you know what I mean? This is not to disrespect the police, but some of the stuff they're doing is straight up nonsense. If you guys can give an example of like your altercations with police and why it happened or what you learned from it. I'm going to start with you, Mr. Anonymous.
Alright, well, yo, sometimes, you know, we'll be walking on the street and they'll just stop us because our pants are lower, the way we dress, or because we're black. Like, I don't know, it's just like discrimination, I guess, but that's how they want to do it, so that's why most black folks get locked up and stuff.
Seen. You find as black youth, 17 years old, that you're targeted more so than, let's say, I don't know.
For sure. We're about to say for sure. It doesn't even matter.
That's exactly it. Why do you think that, man?
That's how it is. That's how it's going to be.
Yo, be specific with me, man. Yo, give me an example. Why do you think you are targeted as a black youth?
Because of how I dress. They see, like on the real talk, they see a young brother looking fly, like, I don't know, you must be a drug dealer or something. I don't know, because look at his clothes.
And straight up hating then.
It's like the hating, but like, I don't know, just.
See. So what do you think, I'm going to ask you a question, what do you think the police are supposed to do as their job? And what do you think they're actually doing? I'm going to let one of you guys answer the first question. What do you think the police are supposed to do? I'm going to let the other dude answer the next question. What do you think they're actually doing? And if they do correlate, if they're the same thing. So you want to answer the first thing?
What the police should be doing a job straight. They ain't doing their job. They're just harassing. That's all they're doing, harassing. like on the real talk, you up in the mansion like that day, I seen it. Dude is kind of like a tall dude, young brother, tall dude. I don't know, he's dressed like how the youth dress. After they stopped him for no reason. Like, they seen a whole bunch of people pass by, they stopped him. They jumped over, they searched him like already. Like, they didn't even ask no questions, they searched him already. Like, I don't know what's going on. They need to start doing their job, because all of them harassing straight up.
See.
Real talk.
And what do you think their job is? To serve and protect, because you don't know they don't serve and protect, but...
Yeah, that should be their job when they're not doing this, so...
Their job, basically, all they're doing is someone give out tickets so they get that extra pay. That's what they're trying to do. They're just trying to get that extra pay, whatever. Yo, whatever. I can't even
speak right now. It's all good, man. It's big thing, so still. All right, so we all know they're not really doing their job, but we as the young black people here in Montreal feel they're not really doing their job. How do we make sure, because that's our tax money that's paying for them, you know what I'm saying? That's our tax money that's giving them their jobs. How do we make sure that they, in fact, do their jobs? Or is it just a pointless struggle?
It is somewhat a pointless struggle. At the same time, we don't even open our mouths and say something about it. Project X is probably the only thing standing up right now for the youth. As you can see, all the adults come together and say, this is a problem, but they don't experience it. Mm. They're not there. They don't know what we go through. And if we say we went through something, they don't even know where to go to try to fix this problem. So it's not only that, you know, the youth are responsible. Sometimes they do things that are wrong. But they don't know any better because they were never taught the law. Okay. Police never come and say, you know you shouldn't be doing this because this is a law. They just tell you, oh, where are you from? Where are you living? They start taking off your clothes, probably opening your car. I see so many times people's cars get searched for no reason.
Right.
They just tell you, get out of your car. And we as youth, we somewhere... We're not really ready for the world, and we're a little bit scared because we know they have the gun, and they're in power. When we complain, the complaints usually go to them first. I've made one before, and I don't even know that they're supposed to like this.
Exactly.
So that's why we don't even know where to go, we don't know who to talk to, our parents don't understand, the police are the one in power, the government doesn't even know what's going on in the streets. So how do we sign up for that? That's how what I wanted.
Yo, that's a very good question. I'm sure enough of you feel that still. In part, just representing Project X, I'm saying that, yo, as individuals and a collective, we've got to learn everything about the system, you know what I mean? We may hate it, we may say bum Babylon, but if we do not know who our enemy is, yo, we're already shot in the head one time. So I encourage you guys to talk to lawyers who are actually on our side, talk to people who know their rights, you know what I mean? Know that, like, a cop can't touch you if he doesn't have your consent. See what I'm saying? A cop can't ask for your ID if you didn't do anything wrong. You guys need to know this stuff. What do you think, there's any resources?
Okay, so,
hold on, Jerry boy.
So, I say this a lot of times, like, they try to ask you for your ID, and you say, like, no, you have to, like, I don't know, like, take down your information, like, I don't know, bring in the facts, they can't ask you for no ID, just like that?
Well, it depends on the situation. I mean, like, y'all can't be acting a wild out and a foolishness,
like,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, no problems or anything, like, you just damn man, your business, come out, no, and say, can I get your ID? I could say no to that. That's my rights, right?
I could say no out of respect, man. Straight good. Because
they're going to usually say, what do they always say, what's that word?
You get a profile?
Loitering?
No. They're going to say, something with justice. What is it?
Obstruction of justice?
Yeah, we're going to say that. Like, we can't do our job because they're not giving us the information or whatever, but we ain't do anything wrong, so we don't need the information.
Fair enough.
Justice.